You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, welcome in. 5 o'clock, good to have you with us. We will dedicate a lot of time to the Tigers tomorrow, but obviously the Aiden Hutchinson stuff is the big news. And look, with all due respect, and there's plenty of it, for Dan Campbell, that statement applies to 99% of players. It doesn't apply to Aiden Hutchinson. Next man, no, there is no next man up. There are two guys on this roster that are wholly irreplaceable. I mean, no way out. One is Jared Goff, and the other is the guy whose leg exploded yesterday, Aiden Hutchinson. There's no way out. There is no next man up. It is a devastating loss to a team with Super Bowl aspirations, and I do not believe is currently constituted. You're going to make it. You couldn't afford to lose those two guys. You lost one of them. And it doesn't help that you lost the guy who plays opposite Aiden, Marcus Davenport. Mm-hmm. You are now down both edges. And a guy who's rotational like Pascal, fine. I got to go get somebody. Now, the idea I had coincides with a funny bit of news I had for you, Rico. I think you will enjoy this.
Okay.
So I know everyone and their mother keeps bringing up Max Crosby. And unlike other shows, I'm not mad about it. Keep bringing it up. I don't care. Dream. Dream big. Like, crazy trades happen if you pursue them. But the name I brought up was Myles Garrett. Because Cleveland is in a free fall as an organization. You want to know how things are going in Cleveland right now? Mary Kay Cabot, who has covered the Browns, I swear, since they arrived in Cleveland 70 years ago. Mary Kay Cabot, with a straight face at today's press conference, just asked Kevin Stefanski, is Jimmy Haslam the owner forcing you to play Deshaun Watson? Full stop.
Wow.
You know
what? Yes, Mary Kay. Yes.
You know what? Good for her, because that's the question that everybody wants to know.
Right. And Stefanski answered it the only way he could. Well, you know, we think Deshaun, he kind of sounded like Kenny Holland. You know, well, and chance to win. Like, okay, then. So here's
my point. Say he didn't want to block the kids.
Right. How could we ever fit a different quarterback here? All right. So I brought up Myles Garrett for a multitude of reasons. I mean, A, dominant pass rusher, dominant football player, 28 years old. He's got term left on his deal. His deal is confusing because they adjusted his deal last year. There are conflicting cap figures. Look, man, there's a whole staff of people down park. That's their job. The point I'm making is I've never believed the salary cap is real. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago we started a season where allegedly the New Orleans Saints were $120 million over the cap. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. The lights were still on. I want to swing for defenses because I believe you have a Super Bowl team, guys. And what you did to the Cowboys yesterday, unfortunately, we haven't been able to talk about it. I mean, Rico, you termed it best. It was like professional trolling.
It was.
They were lining up fans at wide receiver. They had offensive linemen. You know,
it was personal. Dude, it was what you saw was professional team, but it was college. We're running up the score. Yes, we're not taking a knee. we're just going to run every trick play we could possibly. We're not only going to embarrass the Cowboys, we're going to show the entire NFL this is what we do here on offense.
But the point I made with Myles Garrett was just the Browns are going into a rebuild, whether they want to do it tactically or kicking and screaming. They can't get rid of Deshaun Watson before June 1st. It'd be $126 million dead cap hit. If they trade him or cut him afterwards, be like 90. Could you trade him if you attached a top five pick to it to a team that's Carolina, like Carolina, who's dead in the water? They eat the money. I mean, who knows? Or they're stuck with him. If they're stuck with him and they draft a quarterback, you're in a rebuild. If they trade him and you got that level of dead cap, you're in a rebuild. Myles Garrett at 28 is the last couple of years of your prime. I at least would make a call. Now, all the machinations and what would have to happen and money here, man, figure it out. You hire Ivy League geeks to do that, not me. The point I'm making is you got to get somebody because I can't let the window we're in right now pass. And Rico, I just don't believe respectfully without Davenport and without Hutch that they're winning the Super Bowl.
No, I think you're still a playoff team. I think you're a team that looks, the season won't be completely over. You're not looking at a top 10 pick in the draft.
No.
In order to get to the Super Bowl, you're going to need a lot of luck. You're going to get a lot of help.
What
you're
going to Bo Brisky.
What you'll end up becoming is last year's Packers team or the Texans, where good story, Browns, good story, but after the first weekend, you won a game and then you're done. I don't think you can win multiple games in the playoffs because I do think you'll be a wild card team, and I think you're going to probably play your first game on the road. And so now you're taking a chance of maybe it's in cold weather.
And don't get hung up on names. Like, I think a lot of people got hung up on, like, great example. Why people got so hung up because you know, Rieger and Cookies wanted Matt Chapman last year. I said, I just want any functional professional hitter to come in here, please. Don't get hung up on a name. Get hung up on the idea. Do you believe Brad Holmes should go all in to win the Super Bowl? Meaning, here's two first-round picks, and I shop them. Or not. That's really the topic. I believe you should. Why? Well, A, if I were to get the dream sequence of noted edge rusher, well, that's a move I make for now and the future. Who exactly is excited to face a D-line featuring a Max Crosby or Myles Garrett on one side and Aiden on the other with Aleem McNeil and DJ Reader in the middle? I'll hang up and listen. So you would have the best offensive line in football and the best defensive line. The last I checked, that's probably a good long-term strategy to being good, right? Mm-hmm. So, look, I believe you need to make a move if we're going to regain form. I think losing Aiden is devastating. He had 7.5 sacks. The entire rest of your team has 7.5. He had 17 pressures. The rest of your team is 24. By the way, Myles Garrett is 24. So I'm just throwing that out there. Yeah. You know, and his win rate on pass rush, about 16%. The rest of your team, 6. Guys, it's not next man up.
No. Because here's what happens. Minnesota on a bye week now gets to come up with a different scheme on how to stop your defense. Because
and they were already great pass pro.
Yeah, and they don't have to worry about Aiden Hutchinson. So this means that we don't need to chip him. This doesn't mean – right, it's an advantage because you don't have anybody. And, yeah, it looked like next man up, and a lot of you got seduced by the fact, well, you know, they didn't miss a beat with the Cowboys. Cowboys were you were already beating a dead horse.
Now, the other thing that's happening is people have been seduced by the Tigers. But what the Tigers did isn't real. Your own manager said it's not sustainable over the course of a season. It was a moment in time. It was one of the most enjoyable sports stories we've had here in Detroit in a long time. And some of it, let me say this, because I don't want to see people's heads explode. Some of it is real, right? Scooble's real. Parker Meadows is real. I think there are elements that were real, like Bo Brisky discovering like this new role. But it's not real in that it's not repeatable, and it's not expected, and it wasn't planned. Scott and AJ didn't sit down at breakfast to hatch this plan. It was about how do we even get to the end of the season? Yeah. Notice Scott at his presser today said, no, we want to have a five-man rotation. Mm-hmm. Well, if this was the plan and this was sustainable, they wouldn't be talking about that. My whole point is people in this town, I think they're getting a little comfortable with it'll all work out theater. Well, yeah. No, you need dogs. You need stars.
And to add to that, because You got seduced by this offense, but when you look at the offense, you have stars on offense.
Stars are what win, Rico.
Right. You like it or not, you have Goff. You got Montgomery, who just got the new deal. You got LaPorta. You got J-Mo. You got Amon-Ra. You got Jameer. You got all these stars. Your offensive line.
Penei Sewell's the best tackle in football.
Right. And then you flip over to your defense, and without Hutch, I don't know where we're going.
Carlton Davis is a really good football player. I hesitate to call him a star. I think Brian Branch could develop into a star. Aleem McNeil, really good defensive tackle. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Your money, and let's face it, the offense has to carry the day. But you got to have a defense that in the late stages, you're in a playoff game, you're in the fourth quarter, it's closeout time. You need your best players to make the biggest plays. And that is how it gets done. Hey, did you watch Super Bowl last year, guys? I know you did. Two words, Chris Jones. Single-handedly blew the game up.
Yep. Overtime, yeah.
That's what you pay someone $32 million a year to do. No, it wasn't Bobby McBooby, some seventh-round pick. No, it was the stars that make the play. Nick Bolton, dude, kills people.
Right.
Like, need stars.
But to go with that, Chris Jones, if it was just an average D lineman, they probably see Ayuk wide open, and it changes the whole game. He rushed in there, and it was like, I don't know what to do. Let me just throw the ball out of bounds.
Yep. 248-539-9797. So that's where we're at today. If you don't believe they need to make a move, tell me why. But just please, the one thing we're not going to do on this day part is the, well, Brad's trying to make sure we're good for a long time. That's fugazi. That is nonsense. Because if you're good for a long time and you don't win the Super Bowl, do you know what you've gotten? Let me help you. The only people who win when you are good but never get it done are the owners. Because you paid for the seats without ever getting what you wanted. I hate to be cut and dry about it, but Rico, if you don't win the championship, what the hell's the point?
Yeah, because there's only so many times you can say we're close. You only get to say that probably for 2 years. After that, if you don't win, you know what you're the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, dear.
You know what you are? You're the San Francisco 49ers.
We're the Atlanta Braves. 248-539-9. I mean, how would you win 15 AL Easts in a row? Let me ask you a question. Now, before your championship here a couple years ago, would you have traded 15 years in a row of winning in the AL East for one World Series with all those great teams?
Yep.
Okay, then.
One more World Series, yeah. You're going to win back-to-back.
That's my point.
Against your Yankees? Absolutely.
And yes, I bemoan being a Giants fan, but like, I won't trade those Super Bowls for 10 years of good. Give me the Lombardi Trophy, and I'll figure it out.
Because not guaranteed.
97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Straight to the people. We will go to Anthony, who's up next on the ticket. Anthony, how you doing, brother?
Gentlemen, how are you guys?
All right. Good. What's on your mind?
So I totally agree with your Myles Garrett comparison. I mean, your idea of him coming to the team. But I have somebody who is in just as terrible of a situation as Myles Garrett is in, and he just got paid, too, rather handsomely, and Josh Allen for the Jaguars. Now, I don't know what kind of a guy he is behind the scenes, but I think he would fit just as good, if not better, than Myles Garrett. He's not a really well-known name.
No, he's a damn good football player. Here's the problem. Now, and again, Anthony, I need someone from Yale to sort through all of this. I know he just signed this summer, and his dead cap would be 70 or 80 million right now.
Ooh.
So I don't think, and again, Garrett did a restructuring, but there's not a lot known about the restructuring, and there are three different figures on three different leading cap sites.
Dang.
Look, the problem with Josh Allen or Josh Hines Allen, he just signed a fresh deal. I don't think there'd be any way to do it. But you got to get the nerds from Princeton on it. Yeah. I'm not mad at anybody bringing up anybody because I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. So all ideas are welcome. What I can't do is have, you know, the Kaminsky files, a.k.a. backup try-hard guy. No, I got to replace Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Or James Houston. You know, like, yeah, I'm good on that, too. Like,
yeah. How long do we continue to go back, Anthony, to a seven-game sample size in 2022? It's over. He's not a part of their plans.
That's just like everybody. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
You're good. Please.
No, I was just going to say, that's like going back to the going-to-work Pistons every single time somebody has a good run or something like that. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, either compete for a Super Bowl, try like hell to get somebody, or, you know, stay where you're at, I guess. You're not going to make it.
And the key is, and Anthony, this is my whole point, and I think I'm pretty fair about it, despite what some people say. If you try, that's all I can ask. I can't force another team to do the deal. I can't ask you to do something that is truly injurious. But if you don't try, like, look, my issue with the Tigers last year, they didn't try. Okay? So whether you were a Bellinger guy, you were a Chapman guy, you were a name that wasn't mentioned guy, they didn't try. That was the principality of it. Now, it's the same thing here. If you don't try, how am I supposed to just accept Aiden's leg exploding and us wasting the best team in Lions history?
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, here's the thing. You're not going to score 45 and 50 points a game. It looks great now. But, hey, remember last year when the Dolphins were putting up a ridiculous amount of points? They put up 70 in a game. And then everybody caught up to that team, and they ended up playing their first game in freezing Kansas City.
Question for you guys. Aiden Hutchinson has 7.5 sacks. Season's done. Next closest is 2.5 sacks. Will Aiden Hutchinson lead this team in sacks by the end of the year?
Yes. No, I'm not being smart.
No.
Serious. I don't think they have another guy capable of having 8 sacks.
Yeah, if the answer is yes, you're not winning the North. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
And again, the last 2 weeks, the offense looks incredible. Did it look incredible when you scored 16 against the Bucs? Did it look incredible when you scored only 20 against Arizona? Like, I'm making a point to you. It's fun to win this way, but this is not how it's done in the playoffs. It's not how it's done to win a Super Bowl. It's very hard to do.
Can I say something, since I think a lot of people are going to get angry at me?
Hater.
But the last two games where you scored all of these points, it's not your fault. You took advantage of a situation. Both defenses were minus a lot of players.
Seattle down 6 of their front 7. Dallas down every player you know. It's fair, people. That's not him being the deflator. It's just realistic.
So you took advantage of that. You put up a ton of points.
Tell you what, put up 40.
Not your problem.
Put up 40 in Minnesota this weekend.
And we
now,
can talk.
Then you're just like, hey,
yep,
respect. Like, wow.
Yeah, Ben Johnson is the man. Right now it looks great because he literally was going up against, it might as well have been SMU out there instead of the Dallas Cowboys. It was the JV team.
Let's go to Tom, 97.1. Tommy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Tom. How are you, sir?
Good. I know caller Jeff mentioned it. He stole my thunder. He mentioned Micah Parsons. I'll try to add a little different perspective on it. I think they can take advantage of Jerry Jones while he's gone off on the deep end. He may go for it. A lot of these guys have seemed real expensive. They went for little or nothing. Judon went to Atlanta for a third round choice. Sweat went to the Bears for a second round choice. Young went to the Niners for a compensatory third. I mean, it may not cost as much as everybody thinking it's going to cost.
Well, know? There are a couple of things. A, I'm glad you brought up last year because, yeah, it's all the fun we've had with the chair drop and joking around, but it was Sweat that I wanted, not necessarily Young. I was just annoyed Young went to the Niners. And even though he wasn't that good, he made the biggest play of the season and your season. Ironic. All right, your Micah Parsons thing. Here's your problem. I mean, A, this is a guy who's in the last year of his rookie deal. Yes, they have the fifth-year option. He is about to land one of the biggest deals you'll ever see. I don't think you can. Dallas, there'd be a revolt. Second of all, I think it would have to happen in the offseason. And third, are you really prepared? Because now all of a sudden you'd be paying him and Aiden Hutchinson in the same 12-month span basically $200 million each, Tommy. That probably isn't going to work versus a guy like a Myles Garrett or a guy like a Crosby who's already signed. The levers in the deals are different. With Parsons, I mean, he's going to want 30 a year plus, ton guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Now that one, again, you got to find your local Ivy League nerd and have them crunch those numbers. That would be one of the only things that would seem very pipe dreamy. I'm not knocking anybody. I'm just telling you that one, that's probably the furthest out there.
Yeah, but it's still, as you say, you go kick the tires, see what happens.
Money-wise, I don't know how you do it.
But I don't think that Jerry Jones would do that, only because you just embarrassed him on his birthday.
Hey, Jerry, how's it going up there in the suite, huh?
Yeah. Seriously, if it were the Chargers who just did that, then maybe.
I want to thank you, the Lions fans, and I want to thank your football team. Thank you for doing what my team cannot do. A destruction of the Dallas Cowboys is something I haven't seen in 15 years. So thank you. On behalf of New Yorkers everywhere, I just want to say thank you to the city of Detroit. I'd like to say thank you to the Ford family and this football team. That was glorious. Minus Aiden.
Yeah.
I hate the Cowboys. You know this.
And they got embarrassed.
Happy birthday, Jera. All right, to the people, before we get you to the Lions Fiesta, or whatever the hell the show is called. David, ticket text coming in. What do people have to say?
The last time a sports franchise did something that big and it led to a championship was Rasheed Wallace. The Lions need to do something similar. Make the move now.
No, it's not about now or when you want it. It's the trade deadline is November 5th, a Tuesday at 4 in the afternoon. Between now and then, I just have a hard time believing you have what it takes up front to win a Super Bowl now without Davenport for the season and without Aiden. I mean, it's just it's unfathomable. Of the players that are irreplaceable on this team, I think there's truly only two. Mm-hmm. And it's Goff and Aiden. And you'll go, well, what about Amon-Ra? I ain't telling you that's any great shakes, but I still have J-Mo. I still have Laporta. I still have a gaggle of running backs to throw the ball to. I could it out.
Okay, seriously? You could put Gibbs in that spot and put Montgomery full-time in the backfield. And it would work for a few weeks, or it would work for a while. Because Gibbs is just as dangerous, you know, as lining up as a receiver.
There's just no working around this.
Maybe Sewell. Sewell may be another one that's one of those. You lose him. You just lost a key piece of the team.
Even then, though, it's your right tackle, not your left.
You know what? You win.
No, it's not about winning. I'm just saying, like, maybe I said it the wrong way. Obviously, any injury to your good players is bad.
Right, but there are certain ones.
There's another classification of, oh, no.
Right.
You turn into the character from the movie.
Yeah. Now we're playing Hendon Hooker. Now, that's James Houston out there.
No, it's not. Yeah, when asked about him, I'm pretty sure Campbell went, well, he's still here, I think.
You're correct. Certain players, If they go down, there's really nothing you can do. You could try your best to replace them. It may be easier to replace a Hutchinson than trying to get a quarterback, but you got to do something, because if you don't, this team as it is, still a playoff team, but you're going to be playing outdoors for the playoffs. I don't think you're going to see a home field at Ford Field this year if you don't. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I understand what you're saying. It may be easier to replace an edge, but there's a reason why these guys are starting to get $30 and $31 million a year, because on the other side of the ball, they are the quarterback. They go get the quarterback. So I hear what you're saying, but it's there's still that type of guy.
But it's also, I can't even believe I'm bringing this up because my team is so bad. But do you know how the Giants stayed in that game last night? Elite edge play. Brian Burns was fantastic. Now, Dexter Lawrence is interior, but pass rush. Azeez Ojulari was a depth piece because they drafted Thibodeau. Now, Thibodeau just had wrist surgery. He was off to a good start this year, too. The point is, they were able to stay in the game because they were pressuring Burrow on 48% of their snaps. It's the equalizer. But Aiden is so different because not only is he your best pass rusher, he's also got the highest effort quotient of any player on the damn team. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a heartbeat.
Yeah, and he commands a double team each and every time, because if you line them up against a tight end, well, that's on you. You didn't do your homework.
Also true. David, go ahead.
David Holly says, Brad Holmes did say Super Bowl and is before the season presser, so I expect action.
Look, I know that they will not and likely not end up coming back with any players we're talking about. But they have to. Then you're in the space of, I need to go get multiple people. I mean, you've just got to have bites at the apple. You got to have lottery tickets. If you're not going to go get an answer, then you got to go get multiple theories to arrive at the answer. The answer is a Max Crosby, a Myles Garrett, a ba 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 ba. If you ain't coming home with that, well, then I need a couple options. Mm-hmm. But do we all at least agree there's just no way sitting here on November 5th that they can't address this? I mean, they put a rod in his leg. Like, this idea of like, well, maybe he comes. Yeah, tell you what. Go. How about this? One word. Atrophy. Here's another one. Frozen. Like, yeah, go to Lambeau with a rod in your leg after 4 months in a cast. I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here? You know what? Like, just stop. He's done for the year.
But you know.
Okay. Yeah.
There's no, it ain't. It's not happening.
I want him healthy for 2025.
I understand what Dan Campbell spoke today. I understand what he has to say. He loves this player. He understands what type of guy he is. He's just speaking from the heart there. He's not speaking from reality, I don't think.
And David, you know this as a parent. Sometimes you just have to be an adult.
Very true.
No. Well, no, son, the answer is just a flat out no.
Look at the amount of torque he puts on his legs, how bendy he gets, right? How low he gets. Come on, man.
The effort alone is what shattered his leg.
If it happened in training camp, I'd give you a 10% shot. The fact that it happened in mid-October, come on now.
Which means he would have to heal in 3 months. Just healing, not rehabbing, healing.
Lieutenant Dan, you got new legs. No, he would legitimately need a steel leg. Stop. Titanium alloy. All right. David, that's enough. We will obviously, the Lions are going to be a big story all week, showdown in Minnesota, but the Tigers tomorrow are going to take more of a forward role. Scott Harris spoke today. I want to talk to the people. I'll present a couple things, but I am going to present you with some facts. And you got to tell me if you're accepting of those facts.
Fair enough.
I think it's a fair way to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.